We seem to have a winter that doesn't want to let go, and plants that can't wait to break through. There's been a push and pull, one season ending, another beginning, a mix of sunny days and winter storms that take our power right when we are dusting off our flip-flops. The weather requires boots. We are in April, past the first day of spring, and yet I find poet Steve Holmes' ironic lines relevant. Today is the first day of spring. The forecast is for snow, but I am filled with hope. It's spring, the season of getting ready, renewal and rejuvenation. There is excitement and anticipation of what is to come. Not sure if it is those brave crocuses and daffodils that are boldly coming forth despite the uncertainty of the forecast, but I have been feeling sympathy for the plants and the people in need of more sunlight, fresh air, and ready to get over the cusp of this confusing weather. I worked at a farm for many summers, and we were constantly pulling out weeds to allow space for specific plants to grow. There needed to be unoccupied soil around the plant, space to allow it to develop. And even still, there's a particular amount of sun or shade, water, nutrient, soil to help it on its way. Then you add the critters, the worms, the birds, the bees for pollination and soil aeration and seed dispersal. It takes so many elements in relationship for a plant to thrive. So in this gardening season, there is great excitement for the flowers to bloom and for spring and summer to be here already. We are in this beautiful liminal space of in-between and uncomfortable waiting. So in this moment of toe-tapping and patience, can we breathe? Think about the gardens in our lives. Are there places that need weeding? Are there things you want to nourish or grow in your life? Make proper room for this season. Take another breath. What do you want to intentionally cultivate in your life? So we're in the busy season, whether we're parents or single or retired folks, whoever and whatever place we're coming from. We're racing from soccer games to plays to music lessons. There are lectures, social events, classes, work. When spring hits, it always seems like we're in the transition from cruise control of winter to the hyperdrive of spring. Many of us are lifetime members of the Full Plate Club. A colleague of mine in seminary from Kenya and I were talking about some of the oddities of American culture. In one of these conversations, he asked, why is it that anytime he asked anyone how they were doing, whether they looked happy or sad, they would reply, busy, as if that was supposed to be an acceptable answer to the question. I appreciated his insight into this daily exchange most of us have. He said he started trying this elusive response himself, answering whenever anyone asked him how he was doing with a confident, busy. And how strange it was that people would just nod in deep knowing and not inquire anything else. So what is it? What is it that we're so busy with that we cannot take the time to connect with one another? And even check in with our own selves to answer that simple question. I wonder, can we look at our plate and take something off of it? Can we find moments between the busy and ask someone how they are and take a kind moment to stick around for the answer? How might we clear space for ourselves in our lives and those we love? How do we remember to switch off cruise control and take in the view? Thinking about space in different terms, if we take the example of a painting, an artist uses the positive space to draw the subject, and the negative space is the background or not the main event of the piece. Yet the negative space is just as important, if not more important, in seeing the positive space. There's a relationship between all aspects. Taking this one step further, thinking about the famous obstacle illusion called Rubin's vase, where if you look at the positive space of the subject, right in the center is a vase. If you look at the negative, there's two faces around that vase. So they switch back and forth from positive to negative space. If we turn to music, you cannot appreciate the notes without the space between them. There would be no music without silence between the notes. Teachers or students, before music, there is silence. Silence is in an active relationship with the notes. Each piece of music has bookends of silence. The pauses between notes can make a piece more or less dramatic. Aaron, can you humor us with an example? In our gardens, in art, in music, we see evidence of relationship in the interdependent web all around us. In terms of our living space, in honor of annual National Spring Cleaning Week, which was the last week in March, clearing the clutter in our homes can create more actual space, save us time and money. Just as we feel refreshed after a hot bath or shower, our space can also be rejuvenated by our attention to it. The average American wastes 55 minutes a day looking for something. That is the equivalent of 12 weeks a year. What would it be like if we could have those 55 minutes back, if we knew where all our belongings were? The storage industry is a $4.36 billion industry. Could we find a way to live without paying for extra storage? 31% of IKEA customers are more satisfied after cleaning out a closet than having sex. Could we not have organized closets and a satisfying sex life? You will have 40% less cleaning if you clear your space of clutter. Now, who doesn't like less cleaning time? 80% of files or saved papers are never looked at again. Might this give you a chance to recycle? We wear 20% of what is in our closet 80% of the time. So clearing out our physical space of clutter often can create a spacious, rejuvenating, intentional space for us to be more of ourselves in. What do we want to make space for? Friendship? To learn something new? Our grandchildren? Our parents? To read that book? Or make something out of wood? Does a weekly Sabbath make sense? To have a day to attend only to what makes your heart sing? Or a digital hiatus, unplugging from our devices, and see if we can remember how to communicate without a text or Instagram tweet or Facebook post. Could there be a way of intentionally living in which we do not have to escape the stress of our lives to the movies or a vacation, but instead create that spirit of engagement and spaciousness in our everyday living? Might we make space for ourselves by shifting our future or past-oriented thinking to allow just for the joy of being in the present to unfold? Thinking about the space of this church, when the 1916 Trenton Church dreamed of a space that could hold its ever-growing vision of this congregation's possibilities, the people of the Trenton Church knew something about planting seeds of intentional space, making room for all the incredible programming, happenings, and community buildings that we see each week here at UUCWC. The stained glass window here and in the crossing room used to be in the Trenton Church. Before these floors were laid down, the congregants wrote their hopes and dreams for this space and the people that would come after them. These beams painted by members of the church. The chalice in the cement that you cross over into our building, when you cross over the threshold, that was poured by a youth group of this church. There are many more examples on these grounds of how people have a special relationship with this space. Being a part of this amazing congregation, I can't help but be thankful for those who came before, making room for the many people, talents, and creations that bloom so often here. Once again, we're being asked to envision what the future of this space could look like. What are your dreams and hopes and visions for this congregation and future generations in this space? We have, like the notes in paint, a special relationship with the physical spaces we find ourselves in. In a less sarcastic tone of the Holmes poem, "It is the first day of spring, the forecast is for snow, but I am filled with hope." I am filled with hope for this congregation and for the plants that are boldly coming forth and for our world. In some ways, those lines remind me of the caliber of this space, these walls, foundations, and windows built on the spirit of you. Yes, our lives are busy and chaotic, and the weather of the world is constantly changing. We all know this. And UUCWC shows up in rain gear and snow boots regardless, because it is about showing up and breaking through the surface despite the uncertain conditions and remembering what it is we're here for. And what is it that we're here for? We are here for each other. We are here for each other, here for the love, to hold up the truth, craft the world that we want to live in, and feel proud to legacy to future generations. We are here for one another, to remember what is important by acknowledging the pain and ecstasy of life's journey. And there is a beautiful resilience that is in this place and in this people that embodied in the spirit of spring. Those determined green shoots holding promise of what is to come invite us to trust and bolster our faith in what wonderful things have yet to emerge, reminding us of the eternal wisdom spring delivers, season after season, an unsinkable spirit of hope. And I ask you, how do you want to create intentional space in your life? What do you want to grow or cultivate this season? How will you open your ears to hear the notes against the silence? What will you put in the positive space of your masterpiece? Amen. Blessed be, and may it be so.